Now, secondly, on the outline, we want to take a quick look at the nature of the Holy Spirit. First of all, we want to consider his deity. The Holy Spirit is God, very God of very God. And we can prove that through a variety of scriptural data. Number one, through the interchangeable references to God and the Holy Spirit. For example, in Acts 5, if you'll turn with me to Acts 5, you find there the story of Ananias and Sapphira. And in verse 3, Peter says to Ananias, "Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land," etc. Then at the end of verse 4, Peter says, "You have not lied unto men, but unto God." So you see, he uses Holy Spirit and God interchangeably. Another passage you can look up on your own, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6. Also, nearly identical language, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Secondly, the Holy Spirit possesses the attributes or qualities of God. Think of the Pauline declaration of the Spirit's omniscience in 1 Corinthians 2, 10 and 11, that the Spirit comprehends the things of God, the thoughts of God, unlike a man who can't comprehend everything about God. So the Spirit is omniscient, Paul says, which is, of course, a divine quality. We also find that the power of the Holy Spirit is spoken of prominently in the New Testament in particular. Luke 1, verse 35, speaks of the power of the Most High in reference to the Holy Spirit. You can look up also Romans 15, verse 19. And it's the Spirit's power that works conviction of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. John 16, 8 through 11. And he, through his power, works regeneration. John 3, 5 through 8. You might also want to look up Hebrews 9, 14. Then thirdly, the Holy Spirit's divinity is proved not only by interchangeable references to deity and by his attributes, but also certain works that he does that are commonly ascribed to God. He's the great creator. Psalm 104, verse 30. He also works within or upon human beings. We've already seen a moment ago that he works regeneration from John 3. But he does other kinds of works that only God can do. He gives the scriptures. That's a divine work, isn't it? 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture, every scripture is inspired by God. God breathed. God spirited is the original Greek meaning. It's the Spirit of God who breathes this scripture. And therefore it's profitable for teaching, reproof, etc. You also have certain texts, fourthly, that associate the Holy Spirit on a basis of equality with the Father and the Son. Best known here would be, of course, Matthew 28, verse 19. "Go, therefore, and baptize all nations," or teaching all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Pauline benediction in 2 Corinthians 13:14 is another evidence, as is 1 Corinthians 12:4 through 6. So that's abundant proof material for the deity of the Holy Spirit.